So a huge spinoff show is in the works, and a lot of people are going to be really excited about this one. I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a second. Okay. First, Jennifer Aniston broke Instagram yesterday. She sent Instagram crashing. Why? Just by signing up for Instagram. She finally got an Instagram page. She didn't have one up until now, and all her friends were always calling her out on it because they couldn't tag her in anything.
Oh, poor them.
She got so many followers so quickly that the app couldn't handle it, and fans were all freaking out saying, why can't I follow Jennifer Aniston? It was a huge mess.
And this is just over one picture. I mean, she only has one picture posted.
And it's a bad picture.
And it's a very grainy picture.
It's a grainy picture, but it's of the entire cast of Friends all together.
Which begs the question, like, how do they get all together in the same room? You know, like, I mean, they probably live all different.
They probably hang out all the time. Nobody knows about it.
All together all the time. But not too long ago, they were all together for some event. I can't remember what it was.
Right.
I think it happens every few years
or
something.
It might not have even been like a recent picture.
Not super recent. She doesn't know how to use Instagram yet. She's only learning.
Her caption
was, hi, Instagram.
Oh, God.
Like, it was ultimately, like, if you ask a social media expert, it was the worst post ever.
Yeah, I think that's what my grandmother wrote in her first post. Like, hi, Facebook.
If one of us did any of that, we'd be ridiculed nonstop.
Well, You'd get zero likes,
that
most
too,
likely,
yeah.
Right? But because it's Jennifer Aniston, I mean, she got millions and millions of followers in seconds. So we'll see how she does as she learns and grows on the platform.
Hope she improves.
Yeah. All right, the spinoff to end all spinoffs is on the way. You guys ready to know what this is?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
A Grease television show spinoff called Grease Rydell High is coming.
Okay. So I'm trying to picture this. It's like a Riverdale meets...
Well, it's still going to be set in...
90210?
It's still going to be set in the 50s.
Okay.
They're going to feature some characters from the film, and they'll introduce some new characters as well. It's going to have musical numbers, so I think it's a little bit of Glee in there.
Right.
A little bit of Riverdale, yeah, like you said.
Is John Travolta coming back?
I hope not.
I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
I hope he does.
Really?
Just as a guest, at least.
Oh, he needs to work.
I hope. They're going to announce the official launch date later on this month. I think this is going to be huge, though.
Do we know if this is like on a streaming service or they'll be on a regular cable?
HBO.
Okay.
Wow.
HBO.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess you're going to have to get another streaming service there, Nikki.
This is going to be a big one, and it could either like bring so much joy to so many people, or it's going to be devastating because it's going to be really bad one way or the other, right?
I think it's going to go bad.
You're going to ruin the nostalgia of the movie, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For people that don't know the movie that well.
Like, Riverdale has been doing really well. People love watching that, going back in the day with Archie. So.
Very true.
Anyway, we'll see. It is going to be out like before we know it. It's not happening at maybe the beginning of next year, but definitely not the end of next year.
Nice.
So, Grease Rydell High. I will definitely be watching.